Today on the John Ankerberg Show, there are 7,140 languages in the world, and 2,000 of those languages have no Bible in their language at all, and they know nothing about Jesus. Today, my guest is Morgan Jackson, director of Faith Comes by Hearing, and he will tell you how in the next 10 years, we can reach all of these people and let them hear the good news about Jesus in their own language. We invite you to join us for this special edition of the John Ankerberg Show.
Welcome to our program. I'm John Ankerberg, and my guest today is Morgan Jackson, the director of Faith Comes by Hearing. And he's working with, I used to say, 1 million national churches overseas. And he told me now it's getting close to 2 million national churches overseas. That's why he's hardly ever in the United States, because he's traveling so much. And there's a reason why we need these national churches, which we're going to talk to you along the way. But Morgan, we just got some good news from your office, from Mel, that always talks to us every week. And tell us what he told us.
Well, John, we've been working together now for 10 years. And we've been providing the audio Bibles to the villages. And this week, people are gathering in 83 different countries, listening to Scripture in 253 different languages because of the John Ankerberg donors. So, John, as you know, for every $500 that a donor gives, they're providing the funds that are needed for your show to stay on the air. And it's also providing the funds for one Faith Comes by Hearing program proclaimer. We currently have an anonymous donor that will match that gift. So when they give $500, covers your cost, it provides for one Faith Comes by Hearing program or proclaimer, and a second one will be provided. So that means 180 people will hear the Word of God in their own language. 10 years from now, they'll still be listening. And when the Lord comes back, that proclaimer will be left in that community, in that area. And so although all of us are gone, the Word of God will remain.
Folks, this is not because of us. This is because you have given. And according to Morgan's worldwide statistics, half of those people have gotten saved. And probably more, because he's been going into a lot of pagan villages with these audio Bibles. And yet today we've got a very important program, because we're entering a new phase, and I can't wait to tell you about this. Morgan, in the next 10 years, we have got the biggest challenge we have ever had, but it's going to fulfill one of the things that Jesus told us 2,000 years ago that we've never accomplished. And we've got the chance of accomplishing it in the next 10 years with the help of the folks out here. Tell us what this next phase is.
John, as you and I have talked, there's a program called Vision 2033 that we've initiated that comes out of the 11 largest Bible translation agencies who have set an objective by the end of 2033 to have Scripture translated in every single language of the world. They've come to us knowing that 50% of the world is illiterate, 70% is oral. We've partnered with them for the last 30 years, and they're saying, we need audio Scriptures in every one of those languages. There's 1.3 billion people who have not heard about Jesus, don't have a Bible in an audio form in their language. Those 2,000 languages are part of what Faith Comes by Hearing has taken responsibility for doing oral Bible translations in.
How many languages do you have on our website and your website?
We're right at 1,800 languages. Now, those 1,800 languages are spoken by about 88% of the world's speakers speak one of those as a mother tongue. And it's the last 2,000 that have nothing. Now, the objective is, we believe that in the first time in the history of the world, 2,000 years after Christ died and resurrected, we believe 2033, we can for the first time fulfill Matthew 24:14, where Jesus is talking about end times, wars, rumors of wars, hurricanes, tornadoes, as we're seeing. And in that, he said, the end is not yet, because the gospel of the kingdom has to be preached to the whole world and to every nation. And the word nation in the Greek is ethnos, which means language, tribe, and people. Same thing with the Great Commission. We're supposed to go out and make disciples of all nations. And the word nation is, again, language. So we believe that if we're all working together, and this is going to be critical for us, that you, that the John Ankerberg program, over the next 11 years, we have not had a voice. One of the greatest prayers that I had when I before I met you is I kept calling out to the Lord saying, nobody knows about the poor and the illiterate. Nobody knows that half the world can't be reached. Who's going to give that message? And when you captured that, now around the world, millions are hearing because you have chosen to carry that message for us. And I'm thankful to you, but I'm also thankful to your donors for the people that are hearing Scripture today.
Yeah. For all of the people that have just joined us for the first time, they're saying, what is an audio Bible? What is a proclaimer? What does it look like? What does it do? Show us what an audio Bible is.
The audio Bible, we call it a proclaimer, is what I call an end-time tool. I call villages and communities, and we go into them, and 12 years later, the proclaimer is still working and playing. Africa, they say they love it because it drinks the sun. Batteries recharge 3,000 times from the solar. If you don't have sun, you crank it for 10 minutes, it will charge enough to play for 40. This is the larger proclaimer. This is what we use in many African villages because the whole village, sometimes 1,000 people will gather. This can be heard by up to 3,000 people, and it can carry up to 4 languages. The smaller one is the one that actually is used the most because it can be heard by 300. It's easier to move around. It's more secretive. You can put it in your coat. Still solar. Still the batteries recharge 3,000 times. Still carries 4 languages. And again, it allows up to 300 people. All of them are made out of the same material you make football helmets out of. So they last for forever. And on average, this will be used, a proclaimer will be used to start 4 listening groups. 90 people will gather to listen. Half of those will be new believers. Now, this is an average. Some places it's used for church planting and in prisons, which means 100% of the people who are hearing it come to faith in Christ. Other places, just a few are coming to Christ, but the people are being discipled.
We start this new phase, some people have some questions that they want to have answered before they give to the program. And one of them is when people give to these audio Bibles, are we sure that they're sent out? And how would you answer that question?
Well, John, your whole team came to visit the ministry before you even broadcast the first program because you wanted to see, were we reputable? And as you know, Faith Comes Firing is one of the most reputable ministries out there. We may not be well known, but we are extremely reputable in the mission community. The other thing is our team has, at your request, made sure that the only projects that we present to you and to your donors are ones that we can ship within weeks or within a month, and so it immediately goes to the field. So programs that may take a year or longer to go out, we don't present those. So we're immediately being able, when you provide the funds, and if we have a match, which we have a donor that matches, or one of your donors that matches, then if somebody gives for one, two will go out. And pretty much always, we have an anonymous donor that's been matching almost every proclaimer for proclaimer because they love the fact that so many people are hearing and they want to encourage this. But all of those go out within a matter of a month to 2 months, most of them within weeks. And we send you a weekly report, and that's something that you've required that I think your donors can have confidence in.
Yeah. Actually, we have a report that goes to you. You get your check on the Tuesday right after the Sunday where we usually do most of the programs, and then Mel gives us back a report of how many Bibles went to the countries.
Right.
So we get that every week, and we've been doing this for over 10 years. And so the whole staff gets that report, and we know that these audio Bibles are going out. We also know because people in Nigeria and Kenya and South Africa and Peru and all kinds of places, they call us and say, I need a proclaimer because I've been watching it on your TV program. And I've got professors that have got people that have seen it. I've got missionaries that are saying, that's the best thing I've ever seen. I need one of those for our church. And so I know that the world is watching what we're doing, and they want one of these.
Well, the other thing, John, is I specifically call behind those projects. And I do Zoom calls and visits to those areas. And so I'm talking to our partners. I have them bring people out of the field. And so I find out directly from them how they're using the proclaimers, what the impact is. And then you have me come and report to your donors what has happened in Southeast Asia. And we bring those reports of the effect of their giving.
Yeah. The other thing, folks, thank you for giving enough audio Bibles for over 17 million people to be in listening groups. Now, Morgan, we have two networks that when you're on our program, we send your program to 200 countries around the world. Now, we also have to be careful of what we say because some of those go into restricted countries. Yeah. And yet we get requests from all of those countries. And twice a year, usually in the fall and in the spring, we have you on for a series of programs, and we do this. And so all of these countries hear Morgan Jackson talking about why they need the audio Bibles and how God is using these in some of the craziest places in the world. Now, let's
I've never thanked you for that problem you're giving us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing is the fact is that when we talk about these last about 2,000 languages, we're talking about the roughest areas in the world. I think about Peru, and I think along the Amazon basin there, and all of the, you know, Time magazine said there's 100 tribes along the Amazon that have been untouched by civilization. Yeah. And they're actually basically, they chop your head off if you come to them. They don't want to see you. And yet, those are part of the people that are unreached. And we've got others like that around the world. And when I said that you're working with almost 2 million national churches, you have challenged them to bring it in to some of these places, and some of them have gotten killed. Yeah. We've also got Nigeria, where you got half the country is into Islam, and you got three different kinds of Muslims, and some of them are really tough on each other as well as Christians. They don't want them to come up there. And the bottom 100 million is basically Christians, and they're dedicated to bringing it up to their family members, because many of those people are family members. And I'm saying, you're taking these to some of the languages that still haven't got one of these.
Can I give you an example, John?
Sure.
In Burkina Faso, we have a people group that is from that kind of faith throughout its whole history, 1,400 years, have never had any other understanding, never heard the real gospel of Jesus Christ, but they've had conflict with other radical groups. And so for safety reasons, this 190,000 people have been displaced from much of their tribal area. They came close to Ouagadougou, where pastors were able then to ask us to do an oral Bible translation. So using different languages, we did two story sets, the story set of Mary and Martha, the story set of Jesus calming the sea. Part of the process is you have to community check it. You take it out in the community, have people listen to it to make sure they understood. Went to a family in one of the tents, 12 people. The mother was just frozen up like this because of the trauma. She hadn't spoken in 6 months. They played those two story sets. Her hands unfroze. She stood up, she talked, and she said, how do I follow the Jesus that calmed the storm, the God? 12 people accepted Christ, and a church was planted, the first church in the history of this tribe. Continued, did the whole Gospel of Luke. When it was done, they took it to the king. The king can only speak one language, his language. They played it for him, and as he heard it, he wept, sobbed, came to faith in Christ. 1,400 years believing a different belief, you hear in an hour and a half, 2 hours, something in your language. And there's something in us that resonates with the Word of God. And when it comes to us and we're in this dark dungeon, he said demons would come to him at the night trying to attack him. He said all he had to do was say the name Jesus and they would leave. And he's asking us for 1,900 proclaimers, one for every 100 village. And so these are the people who are down, captives, who have been locked away for thousands of years, who have never known Jesus. And the only key is the Word of God. This is an end-time tool. If we end up in 10 years, 11 years, if we all go away, in every village and community, they're going to be looking for the black box. Those Christians told us, and we didn't listen. This will say and tell them the gospel of Jesus Christ, even if every missionary, every pastor, every Christian is gone.
Hey, Morgan, people ask me at the end of every program, you say that part of your gift will help us support television programs overseas, and they don't know what I mean. First of all, it goes around the world. Again, we put you on television twice every year for all of these programs. They go into 200 countries. Second, we also take independent stations that we don't expect to get money back from. But we've got 10 different times in a restricted country in four different languages. We also have programs in the Ukraine, in Russia, Israel, in Hebrew and Russian. And we're getting fabulous testimonies from these people. We have discipleship programs for pastors in 13 different languages, wow, in Finnish, in Portuguese, and in simplified and traditional Chinese, also in Russian, Spanish, Ukrainian, Albanian, Swedish, and we've got Arabic in process. And picture Ukraine, where the bombs are falling, and we got this letter from a man that was afraid to die, so he had a tough time sleeping. I want you to watch this clip. We took his letter and put it together. In 1 minute, you'll hear it.
In the middle of the hardest year of our lives in our country, my family found hope. Watching the Ankerberg shows gave us an understanding of end times, that we don't have to live in fear. This changed everything. Now we are not bound by fear of what might happen, but have security that no matter what happens, we are victorious through Christ Jesus. It's still hard to see this war raging on around us. We've had to evacuate our homes, possessions, and everything we built. But all of that is nothing compared to the eternal salvation we have in Him. Thank you for breaking down the scriptures so that during the chaos and fear all around, we can be at peace in our minds and our hearts. This has helped us so much, and we are spreading the same peace to those like us who have also lost so much. We invite people to our apartment to watch the Ankerberg show if they don't have a TV. But most people start watching it on their computers or phones. It's been such a steady reminder of the power of our God and that He has everything under control.
And folks, you have participated in helping us do that. We are also helping the largest Christian church in the world in a restricted country. And so I'd love to have him on the program, but I can't talk about him. He'd go to jail. He's having over 500,000 people at Easter. He also has created 11 other churches on his way to creating 50 churches that'll be 50,000 people each.
Wow.
All right? So these are just a few of the things that our folks that have been giving to us. This has, when we have the gifts, we're able to give to help these other projects. But Morgan, as we close this program, I want to come back to the challenge we're facing. We've got 10 years to get these languages translated and fulfill the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But we need, the one thing that people haven't given you is the proclaimers. And you just say, we need one proclaimer per 100 people, but we are at 1.5 billion people. We're going to need a lot of proclaimers. What would you say to our donors?
Well, we have 700 partners around the world that are doing this work in all the different countries. We've been working with them for over 30 years. We have a network of people that are established, that are planting churches, Prison Fellowship International, we're working with all the prisons. And so we have the network to get it. We have the supply chain to produce the audio Bibles. And we have enough funding for about 150,000 programs a year. But this year alone, we're being asked for 284,000. In the next 3 years, our partners have requested 1.1 million proclaimers. And we're just talking about one, as you say, per 100, where people can gather. And when a church planter goes into that dark area, into a place where nobody has ever heard the name of Jesus, the whole community belongs to another religion that is violently opposed. When they go and they don't speak the language, this is the tool that brings the light of God. It brings the gospel in the words of their people. It resonates. When they hear Jesus speak the language, the part of God's language that they speak in their language, there's something that resonates in their soul. And it just blows in my mind that people hearing the word of God for 45 minutes will give up a religion they followed for 2,000 years. They know truth in the instant they hear it. I just cannot imagine a pastor having a church where everybody's illiterate and not having the Word of God. I cannot imagine a church planter with the courage to go up hundreds of miles the Amazon River to a village where he might be killed and not having the Word of God in the language of those people. And so we need you, but it's 11 years. I'm going to finish all the way to the end of 2033. So you got to give me all of 2033 as well. We're going to squeeze over the next. So we've worked together for 10 years, and we need your faithful support over the next 11 years, please.
Yeah. And folks, Lord willing, we're going to do it. You've been very generous, and I appreciate that very much. And more, I think of the Lord watching you. Some of you have told me you have sacrificially saved to give to these programs. We take that seriously. Thanks for joining us today. Stay with me. I got a personal word for you in just a moment.
Stay tuned. John will be right back.
Thanks for joining me today. My prayer is that God will help us provide audio proclaimers for people who need them now and for the last 2,000 languages in the world that have no Bible. Could I ask you to help us provide an audio Bible for people who right now do not have a Bible in their own language? If so, there are four ways that you can help. First, for a gift of $500, you can provide one audio Bible, and today your gift will be matched by a generous donor, so you'll really be giving two audio Bibles. Your two Bibles will reach 180 people and win 90 people to Christ. Or if you can give a gift of $1,000 for two audio Bibles, your two audio Bibles will be matched with two more, and you'll be giving a total of four audio Bibles, which will reach 360 people and win 180 people to the Lord. And then if you can give a gift of $2,000, listen to this, for four audio Bibles, your gift will be matched, and you'll provide a total of eight audio Bibles, which will reach 720 people and win 360 people to Christ. And then second, for a gift of just $30, your gift will be matched and you can provide two micro SD cards for people who can insert them into any cell phone, even if they are not connected to the internet. And it will immediately let them hear the whole New Testament in their own language. If you give a gift of $60, your gift will be matched and you can provide four micro SD cards to put in people's phones. And then third, if you give a gift of $100, your gift will be matched and you can provide two micro SD cards and two Bible sticks. Now, Bible sticks are personal digital players that are battery powered and come loaded with an audio Bible and earphones so that people can listen to the Bible privately. And if you give a gift of $200, your gift will be matched and you can provide four micro SD cards and four Bible sticks. And then fourth, for a gift of $1,000, you can provide 14 very important items that we call an audio bundle. An audio bundle includes two large audio proclaimers that can reach two whole villages, and six micro SD cards and six Bible sticks. So if God is leading you to provide an audio Bible, a micro SD card, a Bible stick, or an audio bundle, if you live in America, would you please call us right now at 1-800-805-3030. That's 1-800-805-3030. And you may call that same number any day this week, 24 hours a day. Or if you wish, you can also give your gift at our website at jashow.org, where we have a secure place for you to give your gift. That's jashow.org. Then, if you live in Canada, would you please call us at 1-866-746-5803? That's 1-866-746-5803. Or you may give your gift at our Canadian website at jashow.ca. That's jashow.ca. Then, folks, our outreach into other countries is growing so fast. As a 100% viewer-funded ministry, your non-restricted gift supports the production of a number of ministry programs and purposes, including among them the broadcasting and expansion of the airing and production of The John Ankerberg Show in the United States and international markets. The John Ankerberg Show, thanks to you, now broadcasts to potentially 4.5 billion viewers in more than 200 countries and territories. And I believe the Lord will use your gifts to reach many unreached people with the gospel.